The impact of Montgomery's bus boycott extended far beyond Alabama. Commentator Clarence Page grew up in Ohio in the 50s. He recalls his first encounter with Jim Crow segregation.
I was only 7 or 8 years old, but I still remember the first time I had to walk to the back of the bus. I was riding south with my mother on a Greyhound from Ohio to Birmingham. We stopped in the middle of the night to take on passengers in Nashville. And when we got back on the bus, I took the first empty seat I saw, near the front and on the aisle, next to a white man. The next thing I remember is looking up into the face of the driver and the Tennessee State Trooper, who had boarded the bus and told me to move to the back. I didn't argue. My mother was frightened half to death. "They must think we're some of those demonstrators," she said. Those demonstrators she was talking about were the black Montgomery, Alabama residents who were boycotting that city's buses after Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to move to the back of the bus. Nashville, it turned out, was where the South began on our bus route, the first stop in the land of Jim Crow, the land of white and colored signs on public restrooms, lunch counters, and water fountains. It was a cruel, stupid, and sometimes deadly game that most black people and decent white people didn't like. Yet when you ask why everybody went along, you'd get the same vague answers about custom and tradition and the Southern way of life. Up north, life wasn't much better. Up north, Negroes, as we still called ourselves, were the last hired and first fired. Housing covenants penned us up in ghettos. When we took road trips in cars, we slept in our cars. 11 years before Rosa Parks' famed episode, another black woman, Irene Morgan, also had refused to give up her seat on a bus in Virginia. Irene Morgan's case went to the Supreme Court and ended separate seating for blacks in interstate travel, at least on paper. My state trooper hadn't gotten the word, and he was not alone. Rosa Parks marked the tipping point. After a century of racial segregation, stratification, and humiliation, ordinary, everyday black Americans stood up and walked. They marched. For 381 days, Montgomery black folks stood up and walked to work and shop and worship, rather than spend their money to be humiliated. The new medium called television broadcast their images across the country. The boycott's success triggered the modern civil rights movement. Around the world, from Poland under the Soviet Union to Tiananmen Square in China, television has found freedom-loving people singing "We Shall Overcome" and quoting Martin Luther King. All of that began in Montgomery. I remember the faces on that Greyhound bus long ago. I remember their expressions of resignation. Everybody, black and white, was doing what Jim Crow told them they had to do. When I talk to Southern white people who remember those days, most of them tell me they're glad those days are gone. Rosa Parks freed them, too.
Clarence Page is a Pulitzer Prize winner and a nationally syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune.